All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 401. I am your host, GPD, here in New York, New York. And of course, as always, we are joined by a man who I'm proud to announce is fully remastered in 1080p-ish, you know, 60-ish frames per second, Wombat.
Yeah, I'd say a steady 58 frames per second.
Well, you know, these next-gen consoles, not quite.
Oh, isn't every game 60 frames per second? All of them. Every game.
No.
Every game is 60 frames per second.
Hi, Shipwreck.
Hello. I can hear you guys crystal clear now. It's really weird. Is this what you guys have always sounded like?
Yes, this is, yeah, sadly. Tell everyone why.
I've got fiber optic internet now.
Yay.
Finally off the dial-up.
Right. Finally off the dial-up. Finally away from Time Warner Cable. It's been a good 2 days so far with Cincinnati Bell. So we'll see how it goes.
Have you downloaded any games on Steam yet?
Not yet, but I'm hoping it's fast.
That's my barometer for internet speed. I've only been able to top out at 10 megabit downloads from Steam, no matter either in Japan or in New York. That's as high as it goes for me. So I'm curious to see what you get, because
I'll give it a shot.
You're supposed to have 250 down?
No, I have 100 down.
Oh, 100 down. Okay.
100 down and 20 up. I could upgrade to 1 gig down and 250 up. But I'm not quite prepared to go there.
And that's $15 a month extra?
It's $15 a month extra.
You kind of have to get that.
Extra. It's extra.
Extra.
He doesn't have to.
He kind of has to. I think the listeners would agree that just for the bragging rights, it's worth the $15 a month.
I won't tell Shipwreck what to do.
Until something starts seeming vaguely slow or annoying, I think I'm okay with the 100 down.
I don't know. I mean, do you want to drive like a Toyota? Not a Toyota. Let's say,
I drive a Subaru.
This is like you're driving like a BMW right now, a 5 Series. But if you want to drive a Lamborghini, then you can pay $15 a month.
We'll see how it goes. I think the key is like once my 1 year promotional prices are up or whatever, then that's the key time to go renegotiate and get a deal on the super fast.
Oh, because they're gonna try to shove it up your ass.
Yeah,
yeah. It's hard. It's hard when those promotional deals are over.
Yeah, I have a 2 year on mine.
I'm past promotional deals and I'm at 50. So 50 down. Actually, 50 down, 50 up.
Well, congratulations. So this is going to be a big test, Shipwreck. Will you beat Wombat in uploading your file to me tonight?
No, because I'm still exporting it on a really old iMac.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so suck it. Boom.
Anyway, congratulations, Shipwreck, on your up to date.
Things are happening. Things are happening at the Shipwreck Mansion.
We're all pleased for you.
I've got stereo equipment showing up. I've got the Frame Meister came. We talked about that last episode.
The Frame Meister, yeah.
The Frame Meister. My shiny bow is not here yet. We haven't talked about the shiny bow.
What's a shiny bow?
The shiny bow is a SCART switcher. Uh-huh. My SCART cables are on their way from eBay.
Okay.
It's a very exciting time. I've started a PowerPoint that's 35 pages long currently about how I'm going to hook everything up in my basement.
Can these be made available to the general public?
I'll work on
a view only basis, of course.
Right. Yeah. I'll get it out there so people can see they're ridiculous. Because I want to get people's feedback too. Because every time I do something, there's always the one guy that pipes up and says, "Oh, you should have got this."
People know things.
Like, I know. That's the beauty of it.
What about mood lighting? Have you thought about mood lighting?
It's not in there yet, but I have thought about it.
You need some sort of LED backlighting somewhere.
I was thinking. I'm going to have a console built that holds all the consoles.
Are you going to have draft beer in this basement?
Uh, I
You've hesitated. The answer needs to be yes. Are you going to have draft beer in this basement?
The problem with draft beer is that it takes a long time to get through a keg. So you have to have something pretty generic in there so that when people come over, they'll actually drink it. That's my hesitation there.
Can't you get like a smaller keg?
It still takes a long time.
I guess. I mean, like a half keg or a party ball. Do they still have party balls?
Sure.
Is that a thing?
I guess maybe. But it's not like, unless you're having a party on a regular basis, you're pretty much just like when people
you're
are
saying
over,
that you're
going to
build this basement, you're not
going to
have a party on a regular basis? I'm very confused by all of this.
A nerd party. They don't drink beer at nerd parties.
Drink beer, nerd party?
They do heroin.
That will have. That will have. But no, I'm very excited. It's very, very.
I feel like your basement's going to be like Ned Flanders' basement when it's all done. That's what I picture.
Can we get a reality show going? Is it too late?
It might be. Like, this stuff, you can spend a lot of money on this stuff once you get going. I'll tell you that much.
Real House Husbands of Cincinnati. I'm excited.
Nerdy House Husbands of Cincinnati.
I'm into really weird websites now, too, buying this stuff. Because, like, this isn't stuff you just, like, buy off of Amazon. It's like you're buying from some weird, like, four-letter, just, like, ANAV or something like that.
Some import shop.
Yeah, some weird thing. The thing I bought from Solaris Japan or whatever their website, it's solaris.gp.com or whatever it is. That thing got here in like 3 days. I don't understand how that's possible, but
EMS? Did it send an EMS?
Mm-hmm.
Did it say EMS on the box?
It said DHL.
Yeah. Yeah, fast.
But
nice. Well, we need more updates. I mean, we need to see that PowerPoint presentation.
Like, Wombat, can you tell me everything you know about the difference between composite on sync and composite sync?
No.
They're,
I know that
two is, different things.
Wait, yeah. I'm assuming that's like a wire thing.
It's how the video is handled inside of a SCART cable, how the sync, what it rides along with.
Oh, I would have no idea.
Have you heard of kitchen sync?
I have had a kitchen sink sundae.
There you go.
Maybe when Shipwreck comes to New York, we'll go for a kitchen sink sundae.
So I think that's happening in August.
I know, I'm excited. Now, when you say happening in August, do you mean just you or do you mean the entire clan?
I think the entire clan.
Because I was, you know, I'm already making plans, by the way. Like, I'm like, oh, they're all coming. We're going to go to the zoo. Maybe we'll go to a museum. I'll take a day or two off of work. I'll take the kids out of camp. But I tend to get a little overzealous with these things.
Laser tag.
The beach. I know, Shipwreck, you can't go to the beach, but
I don't want to go to the beach either.
It's the summer in New York. You should go to the beach.
It's too hot.
It's not too hot. What I would say to do is
stay inside.
No, you would take the train to Long Beach, and we'd go to the beach by my parents' house because they live three houses down. So when you're done with the beach, you could just sit on their couch and watch TV. Like, it's not like the usual kind of beach production where it's like, okay, we're going to the beach, and now we have to stay here all day because it's. If you leave the beach, it's, you know, you have to drive home and it's a pain in the butt. At my parents, it's like, okay, I want to leave the beach and sit on a couch. And it's a 5-minute walk. So.
Beach.
I don't know. You guys could go to the beach.
Don't sign me up for the beach quite yet.
Just saying.
How about the
couch?
I'm just
saying. There are lots of options.
These targets to see how the rest of the world lives.
We could go.
Just plan the target tour. So shut up about the beach already.
Fine. Never mind. Just trying to make things fun for everybody.
So does that mean we need to plan a party?
Yeah, I think that's where this all came from.
I see. Well, you acted very fast on that, by the way.
We have a very tight schedule. So
you gotta make stuff happen right away.
Yeah, it's gotta be in the books. We're pretty much booked every week, every weekend. Something's going on.
There you have it.
Okay. Zombie shooting it is.
Oh, yeah, that zombie shooting place. Right. What was that called again? Do you remember?
I don't know. You found it.
Yeah. There's some place on Long Island that they will equip you with laser rifles, like actual like heavy guns with recoil. And they have all these people dress up like zombies and just run at you. Just you're basically playing Left 4 Dead in real life. And the zombie, these guys wear like laser tag sensors on them, and you're just shooting them.
And the like executive high end package is only like $40 a person.
Right. I saw there's a Groupon.
Yeah. I'm like $40 a person. I could do that.
Yeah. Maybe we have to do that.
I think so.
We could just rent out the whole place for the day.
Yeah. It would
we
be
just
fun.
Do all Groupons. Yeah. I forget. Yeah. That did look pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got here? Let's do some show feedback.
Okay. Surfer Boy had to say, so top analysts, Bloodborne is sitting at 93 on Metacritic. Most reviewers are digging the game only because of the load times. What did you guys predict? Mid-80s? Like, we were so far off.
It's a scam. They take all the reviewers or people who like those type of brutal games. They're not like normal people like me.
It's a weird game to review because, yeah, you want to give it to somebody who likes it, but at the same time, like, it doesn't really help everybody else.
Right. It's a little misleading. I see that. I'm like, oh, wow, it's getting better reviews than Dark Souls. You know, why? And then you read the review and you're not really sure why. It seems just as hard or harder. But
I'm
I got
glad,
it from GameFly.
I'm glad it's good.
What's that?
I'm glad it's good.
Yeah, I'm like, glad people are liking it.
That makes me happy.
I have heard that the load times are the most brutal thing about the game. Like, it takes minutes.
Well, I got mine coming from GameFly whenever it gets here.
You could tell us all about it.
Yeah, I got a feeling it's not for me, though.
I've got mine coming from Never Gonna Play It.
Not Gonna Fly?
I've mine... Yeah, that's clever.
Thank you. I'll be here all week. Yeah, I don't know. I was just watching Mike McWhorter play it on Twitch. He's very good at it, and he really likes the game. He really likes those Dark Souls from Software games. But it's hard, it seems, and you know, I feel bad saying this, not having played the game, only just watching video. But it seems like they're basically just remaking the same game.
Well, I think when it's the only game in town, so to speak, they can and should continue to basically make the same game because that's what people want. And it's not like there's five other games out there like that are the same thing. It's the same as like Diablo 3. There really isn't another game that does that game as well as the Diablo games have done. So I'm glad that there's a Diablo 3. I wish Diablo 4 was coming out sooner. Of course, it will be a decade before we see that. So I get it, and I think that's actually the appropriate course of action. It's a genre that should exist, and I'm glad it exists. Just because it's not for me doesn't mean I don't, you know, doesn't mean it. I think it's bad. It's just not for me.
How bad do you think it is, Wombat?
I think it's terrible. I think it's terrible garbage. I think it's a, you know what, have you ever walked in and to a bathroom and seen someone else's shit in the toilet? That's what I think this game is.
How about someone else's shit, but it's perched on top of a pile of crystal white snow?
Yes, it's snow shit, which is, as we all know, is the lowest form of shit.
When you play something disgusting on top of clean snow, it just makes it that look that much more disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
So did we have an answer to Surfer Boy's question?
There was no question. Oh, it was just a comment.
That's right.
Yeah, like, I think we said it was high 80s, right? We said high 80s.
Oh, whatever. It doesn't matter. Even if we said mid 80s, it's not like we said it was going to, the game was going to bomb.
It's a scam anyway. Just remember.
Yeah. Yes.
They put all the From Software fans on the reviews, I'm pretty sure.
Speaking of scams, Curfewy Curufinwi said, Wombat was right about DNA. After 400 episodes, it is still amusing when Cheapy automatically assumes Wombat is wrong about something when in fact he's correct and it's Cheapy who is wrong, especially when it's something to do with Japan.
I learned that from Shipwreck. I don't even know that I actually heard you say the company's name. I just heard you say something and I just assumed that it was wrong. So I said it.
Thanks. Yeah. Appreciate
it. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
Consistent.
Yes. Codename Lenny had to say, I recently got a job at a casino and noticed that Konami had slot machines. I assume they make a good amount from those. Side note, Bally makes most of the other slot machines. So I heard this from a couple of people that Konami makes a lot of slot machines. Slot machines in Pokemon. Pokemon? That's what
Yu-Gi-Oh.
It was? Yu-Gi-Oh.
Pokemon
like
is
another one of them card thing. Yeah.
You may have
Did
heard
Did I say
of
Pokemon?
Them. Yes.
Yeah. No, that's Nintendo, and I'm well aware of that. Please stop writing a comment. We started the show late.
And I was only half kidding about the reviews for Bloodborne being a scam.
Yeah. So, no. Yeah, so it's they make Yu-Gi-Oh cards and slot machines. That's what keeps Konami afloat. So good for Konami.
And gyms.
I guess they don't need...
They have gyms, a chain of gyms in Japan.
And a chain of gyms in Japan.
Konami Sports Center.
I bet it's amazing.
Track
and field? Ice hockey?
It was just a regular gym. I went inside one. I was pretty disappointed.
That was a video game
gym. There were no video games in the gym.
No track and field?
Konami did not make ice hockey.
They made Blades of Steel.
Right. It's a different game than ice hockey. Nintendo is who you're thinking of. They made ice hockey.
Well, I didn't want to say what did they
Why
have
are you
in
getting
there?
Konami and Nintendo so confused, Wombat?
I don't know. I knew what I was saying. I said ice hockey because you don't... Blades of Steel isn't an actual sport. Never mind.
All Japanese companies, same company, Wombat?
Yes. You found me out. Who makes all the slot machines? Kikkoman?
All right, where are we here? Watch this, bitches.
I watched A Million Ways to Die in the West because it was on TV and I was home.
I tried to convince Mrs. Cheapy to watch it the other night, and I was not successful.
No, she would not like that movie.
I know. That's why I gave up.
Yeah, you would like that movie. You're going to laugh.
Yeah.
Shipwreck would probably think it was stupid.
He likes stupid, though.
I don't think so. I don't think he would make it a half hour. I laughed more than I thought. I watched the whole thing. And I didn't hate it. It does, and I'll put this in quotes, borrow or pay homage to Blazing Saddles quite a bit.
Sure, I'm sure.
I like Blazing Saddles.
Which is fine. But yeah, I mean, there are parts where it's kind of stupid. It gets a little stupid.
It's on HBO Go this month, I noticed.
Yeah, I did like it more than Ted. If we're ranking Seth MacFarlane movies.
Ted has the song
I couldn't get into Octopussy, though. Huh?
Ted has the song from Octopussy. That's a big bonus.
Yeah. But.
And Flash Gordon.
Yes, and Flash Gordon. It's Ted got on my nerves more than A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. If you're home and it's on and you don't have to pay to see it, I recommend watching A Million Ways to Die in the West.
There you go.
It's a good not going out of your way to watch movie.
Flash continues to be awesome. But
yes,
I haven't
Flash
watched this week's.
Mm-hmm.
But last week's.
I did watch this week's. It was pretty good. It wasn't the best episode, but it was good.
Okay. How about some new releases?
Sure. Bloodborne. We talked about that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure people have died at least 15 times since the start of the show.
We'll talk about it more next week after I have it.
We'll also talk more about Borderlands, the Handsome Collection next week because...
Oh, did you pick it up?
I have not yet. I just haven't had time to play it. I've been buried in cables.
Too busy in the basement?
Right. Yeah. The basement's almost a game in and of itself. So,
like Tetris.
Well, the thing is, like, you got to do a lot of planning before the drywall goes up because once the drywall is up, you're done. Like
it's going to be like
all the
that.
Cables are in there. So trying to get all that right the first time is I've had nightmares about cables like when I've been sleeping, like actual nightmares about cables.
Sounds like a good time to me.
Yeah, it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Borderlands, the Handsome Collection. I'm looking forward to playing that. I played some Mario Party 10 for the Wii U.
And
groundbreaking entertainment.
It's good fan service, I guess. Like, there's stuff in it goes, oh yeah, like Mario. I get why I bought this game. The main mode that you can play single player with the gamepad is the mode where you control Bowser and you're basically trying to chase down four computer controlled characters on the board and beat them up basically in the mini games to take away their lives. A lot of the mini games seem to be not entirely skill oriented. It's kind
you
of
you don't
a,
say.
Yeah. So
people just buying this for the gold amiibo, right?
You don't get the gold amiibo.
You just get a Mario.
You get the Mario right. amiibo, which is also just exclusive in the States with that bundle currently.
Gotcha.
I also got the gold Mario amiibo.
Of course.
I don't know. And the gamepad, it like ran out of batteries after 2.5 hours of playing.
It's not much of a party. What kind of party is that, Nintendo? Nobody's satisfied after just 2.5 hours of Mario Party.
Right. I mean, I remember playing the early Mario Parties for a long time.
Now that's a party.
You guys never got into Mario Parties?
No. I don't hate myself.
They were fun games. They used to be fun games. Now they're just kind of games that they can sell.
Sounds about as much fun as a game room without a beer keg installed in it.
I need to get that company that makes the arcade games with kegs built into it to send me one of those.
I've seen on Shark Tank.
Were they on Shark Tank?
Yeah.
Okay. I get press emails from them all the time.
They got shut down big time on Shark Tank. All the gaming ones get shut down pretty much.
It's tough.
The VR one got shut down super hard. The treadmill VR thingy.
Oh, yeah.
With the sneakers.
Right.
They're like, what store is going to put this monstrosity on its shelf? Like, and it costs how much? What else we got here?
Metal Slug 3 made its way to PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 3. It's a fun game. I haven't played this version of it because it's $15 and I own it like 6 times already. Slender the Arrival came out for PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. Have you played that, Wombat?
I've been playing that on the Xbox One. I played that game on over the weekend with the lights off and with headphones on.
How'd you do?
I got creeped out. Not going to lie.
Now, is that the one where you're finding the notes?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the one that I played on the computer.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure you played it on the computer. So, you know, you probably know it as well as I do. But yeah, it was effectively creepy. Walking around in like abandoned woods and, you know, someone died somewhere and I'm trying to find out why, I guess.
You're supposed to broadcast that on Twitch.
I know. I was thinking of doing it over the weekend too, and the weekend got away from me. It's been a very tense week. There have been, you know, well, I don't need to get into it.
Cables?
But,
cables?
No, children with doctors. Mm. But actually, today was the day we had our last, I think the last doctor's visit. I think we're all good.
All right.
So thumbs up. Great. We went out for a celebratory dinner at Chili's.
Back to the doctor.
But no, yeah, it's like this is probably gonna be the first night that I sleep in about a week and a half, so but anyway, I played Slender. Speaking of getting scared, I played Slender in the dark. Yeah, you have to play that game with all the lights off and headphones on. I don't think you could play it any other way. But it totally, you know, if you want to get scared, I think that game will do the trick, you know, for $9.99. Yeah. $9.99. But I mean, if you go into it going, this is dumb, then then that's what you're going to get out of it.
Right. There's not much game there, right? still?
No, I think it's pretty short. I haven't finished it. How many notes did you find? I think it's pretty short.
How many notes did you find?
I don't know, a handful. I didn't get very far yet. I did make it to Act 3 finally in Far Cry 4.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I'm in the last picture, the last painting, last set of paintings on Rayman Legends.
Mm. Wow, you've been very
Sabrina
busy.
Sabrina and I have been playing it co-op. We finished the 20,000 Lums Under the Sea. Now we're on to the next one, which I think is the last one.
Yeah, it is.
I forget what it's called. Yeah. So there you go. For everyone who thinks that I don't play games, I am playing games. I'm just not playing anything particularly new and exciting, so I don't talk about it very much.
It's not Bloodborne.
Exactly. I'm not playing Bloodborne, but I am playing Far Cry, and I am playing Rayman with Sabrina co-op, and we're having a really good time, too.
Hooray.
Yeah.
Anything else here, Ship?
I think I'm going to check out Super Destronaut. It's a Wii U eShop game for $2. It's kind of a reimagined Space Invaders, where the aliens that are coming down, they have different bullet shapes that they actually shoot down at you. So it's not just you just kind of picking away at stuff.
Hmm.
And then you have power-ups that you pick up as well, so you can... I don't know. It's all the standard like shmup type power ups where, okay, now you picked up a kind of bullet that shoots out three bullets, and now you have one that like shoots through multiple enemies in one shot, that type of stuff. But for $2, it seems pretty cool.
Oh, you know what else I've been playing?
No.
Speaking, because you said you picked up something for $2. I picked up some games on that dollar sale on the PlayStation Network.
Oh, right. That was a good sale.
Yeah, and I played Surgeon Simulator.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, I'm terrible. Well, I guess everyone's terrible at that game. Yeah, but that game is just... And I played that game, and my son walked in the room, and he goes, "What are you doing?" He goes, "That's a lot of blood." I go, "Thanks,
buddy."
And
then did you put the clock inside the guy's chest?
No, I didn't. I didn't, but I kept dropping things on it. Yeah. And just lots of dropping stuff on the guy's chest. And I played some Tennis in the Face.
How's that? I picked that up. I haven't played it.
Me too.
I like it. It's, you know, it's you know, it's got an Angry Birds vibe to it.
Is that couch
where you're a tennis player
or?
And you have to knock out bad guys? Essentially, the first level is all clowns, so you're hitting clowns with a tennis ball to knock them out.
It's not co-op or couch. I thought it was competitive couch. A competitive.
Oh,
couch.
I don't know. I mean, game. I've been playing. I've been just, you know, doing a level and then just handing the controller to Sabrina, and then she'll do the next one. That's kind of how we roll in the house now.
I see.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've mentioned this, but she's been playing a good amount of games with me lately.
Interesting.
I'm corrupting her.
That's good.
Yeah. No, it's appropriate parent-child bonding. Mm-hmm.
It's too cold to go outside. What else are you going to
mm-hmm.
do? Read.
I know. Soon it's going to be warm out, and she's going to stop playing games altogether.
Yep.
And I'll be sad.
It was like 75 degrees here today.
Really?
It's freezing here.
Yeah.
I think we hit like 45 today, which was actually kind of nice. But
for
it's
like 5 minutes.
Now.
It was nice for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it for the new releases?
That seems pretty good. Ziggurat came out for Xbox One as well. But I
watched the trailer for that.
Looks interesting. I can't quite figure out if it's just arena based. They say it's a dungeon crawl, but it looks like a first person, like fast paced shooter.
It's supposed to be Heretic, right?
Yeah, it looks like Heretic, but like maybe more Quake Arena speed. Like
yeah,
looks
it's
really
fast. It's fast.
Yeah.
I may have to get that. It's not on PC, huh? It's just an Xbox?
I'm not sure.
Might be good. What was that called again?
Ziggurat?
Ziggurat.
Ziggurat.
All right. What else we got here? Multi-platforming Wombat's news and stuff. What's everybody complaining about this week, Wombat?
Lots of remasters coming out. Are you excited? Are you picking up any of them?
No, I own the...
Are you going to pick up God of War 3 again?
No, what the game...
How about Devil May Cry 4?
Who played God of War 3 and thought, like, oh, I wish this game just looked a little better?
What about Batman Arkham's?
I mean, nobody thought that. And Back'em Arms, I bought that on PC for, I think they paid me to buy that on PC. And it runs, it's amazing looking. It literally couldn't look better. So no, I will not be buying that. And I have...
I'm not going to buy them either.
The God of War 3 one just seems like the biggest stretch out of these, doesn't it?
Yes.
like, what's the point?
The game was, it was really good looking to begin with. But this isn't even the most recent God of War game. This is at least one game ago, right? Ascension came out after this. And then I kind of got lost with all of the compilations that came out of the PSP games getting...
But why just God of War 3?
It's so weird. If you're gonna, I don't know.
If you're going to do it, just do it. Do God of War, the God of War collection. Remastered in HD, 60 frames per second. But now it's like, what do I... it's this whole, what do I get for my dollar even with this?
It's $40, I think.
And
it would be nice. I mean, you know what? I think it's fine. I don't know. I'm not opposed to it at all. But I think the price is a little out of whack. You know,
yeah.
I mean, this could be something cool to pick up. You know, if when there's during the summer when there's something to play with.
How much does God of War 3 cost now? Like if I went to GameStop to buy it,
used?
Yeah,
probably less than $10, I would guess.
I mean, I'm just saying, not that it would look as good, so to speak.
It looks great. I mean, it's been a long time since I played it.
It's $3 used.
$3? Oh my God, it is. I just looked it up.
Well, of course, of course. I mean, you think about it. It's the exact type of game that you'd expect to be super cheap used because it's a, you know, you finish the game in a few hours and you're like, what are you going to do? Are you going to play through it a couple more times? No, yeah. You're gonna sell
is
it.
It's not on the God of War collection, is it?
Which God of War collection?
The one on the PlayStation 3.
Which one?
Oh, I didn't know there was more than one.
There's the God of War collection and there's the God of War saga.
Oh, there it is. God of War saga. That's the one that has everything?
No, I don't think so.
Oh. This is very confusing.
Actually, there's more than two. There's the God of War collection.
There's the God of War collection, there's the God of War saga, and there's the God of War Origins collection.
Right. Oh, right. I forgot. How could I forget about the Origins collection?
This is dumb. There's a lot of confusion going on here. And anyway, if you just wanted to play God of War 3 and you wanted to, say, play it today and you haven't played it before and you have a PlayStation 3, it's $3.
It's a great game.
I'm not saying it's not a great game. I'm just saying, you know, there's a big leap from $3 to $40.
He does so much Kratos stuff in that game. Like, just going around gutting people.
Sounds like something Kratos would do.
And tits, mm-hmm. probably, right? Were there tits in that one?
I believe there were tits. Pretty positive. There's probably, like, a really awkward portion, too, where you, like, sacrifice some just, like, bystander woman to solve a puzzle.
And then have sex with her corpse?
Yeah, yeah. Those are always my favorite parts to have my wife walk in on when I'm playing God of War.
Yeah. Anyway,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, so God of War Origins Collection, I think those are the PSP games. And then there's the God of War Collection, which is God of War and God of War 2.
Well, I'm just going to get to the bottom of this.
This is very confusing.
But how about buying one game for $40? They got all these collections out there, but I don't know.
Yep.
It seems like the type of thing that they would throw in to a console bundle for free.
I think that's where it's going.
Yeah.
I think that's the ultimate play here is the same thing that Halo did, or Microsoft did with Halo, was...
Already did it once with Last of Us. I mean, that's bundled in.
Yeah, that's it. But yeah, now but they can say, hey, Last of Us and God of War 3. I mean, look, right. I mean, I just saw the Xbox One commercial, and it says, hey, Xbox One with four Halo games for $350,
huh?
Yeah, I was watching.
But at least, The Last of Us,
yeah.
That's still, if you were to buy that pre-owned at GameStop today, for the PlayStation 3 is still a $25 game, which is a lot.
It's recent enough. Yeah. That one makes sense, like, logically, because it's like, oh, we just put this out on PS3 and we want to get the sales there because it's a huge market, but then we're going to also bring it over to PS4. It's the same thing that Borderlands, the pre-sequel did.
Yes, it makes sense in those scenarios. And with the Borderlands one, they still included Borderlands 2 as basically a bonus.
Yeah, and that one's priced a little bit high still.
Yeah, we had this conversation earlier this week. I would say that at launch it's probably $10 too high, and I would personally wait for it to be about $20 less.
Also, like when playing Last of Us on PS3, I could tell, you know, it was really pushing the PS3 system to the max, mm-hmm. and you know, it was a little framey, and I could tell like this game, like given a remaster, could look awesome. But nobody is thinking of that with God of War 3, right? Like, oh, this game's kind of looks like garbage here. What's happening? No. But anyway, it'll be free probably soon. Speaking of PS3 or Sony stuff, the PS is a big firmware upgrade coming out for PS4.
Yes.
Are you excited about...
Suspend mode?
Yeah, suspending your games.
I honestly didn't know that was a feature that was missing.
Yeah, you didn't notice that when you shut a game off? When you turn off your machine in the middle of a game, it shuts the game down?
Unlike Xbox. Is that a thing? Is that a thing?
Yeah, Xbox keeps your game going.
I guess.
You never noticed that? Are you kidding?
I mean, I noticed, yes, I do notice, yes. I'm not saying I don't notice it on the Xbox. I'm just saying I didn't know that it was like a problem that people had.
I don't know that it was a problem, really. It's just your competitor has this, so you should have it too. And Sony had said that it was coming for so long.
Yeah. That's fine. I mean, I basically what I'm saying, I'm not, you know, I don't care one way or another.
It's a good feature. I mean, I always, like, if I'm playing NHL 15 and I finish a game, I turn off everything. Come back, hey, I want to, instead of going through the incredibly long loading time to get to the game started, you're just ready to go.
It's been nice with Rayman. You know, we'll watch TV and then go Rayman and then go right back to TV.
Rayman, definitely gotta
definitely,
go Rayman.
Definitely Rayman. I know. Trust me, I've been playing so much of that damn game.
It's fun.
It is fun. It's fun. It's, you know, yeah. I won't talk more about it. Bore people.
What else in this update?
There's some more trophy type stuff, like easier way to, like, I don't know, sort through them and get more information about them.
I know Wombat is always looking at his trophies on his PS4.
You know what? I spend so much time.
Have you ever once looked at the trophy page on your PS4?
I've synced it just because I'm curious to know if I've ever made it past whatever it is I am. I don't even know what I am. I have no idea what my trophy level is.
I am what I am.
Yeah, and that is all that
I don't know
am.
Either. I don't know either.
I like it when they pop up.
Sure.
It makes me feel good.
I don't know. I think it was like, you know, achievements and all that. They were fun. It was cool when it came out. Now it's just another thing that's blocking my view on the screen.
I do like achievement.
You could turn that off.
I like setting my achievement art as my background wallpaper. I think that's pretty cool.
That's kind of cool.
That's like the best addition that they've made on the Xbox in a long time.
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
I've made my tiles be mostly transparent, and I change my wallpaper out every now and again.
My tiles be transparent.
My tiles be transparent, yo.
What else do we get with this update? Anything else? Upload video clips to Dailymotion, Twitter. Oh, you can get verified PlayStation accounts now. Great.
What is that?
It says these accounts will feature badges that designate the account as verified for game industry developers, professionals, producers, designers, and community managers. It's from Polygon, by the way. So yeah, Wombat. Let's hear everybody complain about whether they're verified or not on PlayStation Network. Yeah. All right. So cool. We'll be looking forward to that.
As we were recording this, someone actually sent me my phone beeped because I got a message on my Xbox letting me know that someone wants me to stream Slender.
Oh, really?
We were just talking about that. So there you go. Two people have said I should do it. I guess I should do it. You and some random person.
That's all you need. That's all you need for motivation.
It's very true.
That's all we have here for Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo.
There was no news this week. I don't know if you've been paying attention.
I haven't been.
Exactly.
It's the perfect week to announce your remaster.
Yeah, exactly. and Batman getting delayed again by like 3 weeks.
3 weeks. That's not.
That's not a delay.
Not really a delay.
That's a push.
Yeah, now he has a jet fighter plane, actually, with bombs. He's going to be dropping bombs on the Joker.
Shooting missiles at people. It's crazy.
Well, just like Michael Keaton, you know, his Batwing had a machine gun on it, and he tried to shoot the Joker.
Yeah, it was stupid.
That movie does not hold up well, by the way.
No, Batman 89? Batman 89. Batman 89 now seems as hokey as Batman 66.
It's pretty close. It's not quite there, but there is a lot of posing going on and not so much ass kicking.
There's also the, I know that the Joker's going to hit the museum, and I know he's going to try to get Vicky Vale, but I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait on the roof and make a dramatic entrance. I'm going to wait until after he destroys a few million dollars in art, right. Possibly murders about a dozen people.
It's going to look awesome, though, when I drop through that ceiling.
It's going to look great because I got to save my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. And when she sees my car coming out of the museum, those panties could be coming off.
Like he could have stopped the Joker sooner. There's no reason.
I love that you're complaining about like everything that's wrong with Batman.
No, I'm complaining everything that's wrong with bad Batman.
But I love that movie when it came out.
Me too. That movie's fine.
It's not fine.
It's fine.
I'm partially with Shipwreck too. I enjoy the movie still, but it's pretty
slow.
Dumb.
It's kind of slow though now, like when you watch it. There's a lot of slow parts. I tried to watch it with Ty, and it was too boring.
Yeah, I don't think it's That reminds me, Batman: The Brave and the Bold goes off of Netflix in like 3 days.
Bum bum bum.
Sad. I may have to buy that. Just buy the whole.
I didn't care for that. It was too silly.
Oh, I liked it a lot.
That works better with Spider-Man.
Have you been watching that? Ultimate Spider-Man?
We watched a bunch of it. I haven't watched it recently.
It's good, but it can. That also can be like, this is.
But Spider-Man's supposed to be silly. Batman's supposed to be like, my parents were killed in front of me. Let me brood and.
No, it works. It totally works. Batman Brave and the Bold, I like a lot. I think there's room for both Batmans. I like Ultimate Spider-Man. Did you see the episode of Ultimate Spider-Man where he switches bodies with Wolverine?
I think I have seen that one, yes.
That actually is a very funny... It's written. That episode was written by Brian Michael Bendis, who has a lot of experience writing comic book stuff, but not so much lighter comic book stuff. So it's actually kind of interesting, and it's pretty funny, but he knows the characters so well that it totally works.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yes. Spider-Man is cool.
Spider-Man is cool. It's a pretty funny episode.
I've been playing a lot of, well, not a lot, but I've been playing more Elite Dangerous on PC. And that's like the game now that I show when people come over and they want to see like my nerd station. That's what I show because I got the sticks, the light up sticks. You turn the volume up all the way, and it's pretty intense. Ship, any chance I can get you into this game at all?
I don't think that's my thing.
You don't like flying spaceships?
I do, but I don't know what that game is. Like all you talked about is like crashing into spaceports.
Okay, here's the game. Okay, they give you a ship when you start off. There's different ways you can make money. Right, you can trade cargo, you can blow up other ships, you can try to steal cargo from other ships and be a pirate, you can do exploring and discover stuff.
I'm going to blow up other ships.
Okay, well, okay.
Let's go with that option.
Okay,
option B.
So there's missions that you can do, and you do it all from inside your ship. So you're flying around and, planning your route and things like that. But what's going to make it really amazing is when the virtual reality headsets come out. Because there's something about, flying a small spaceship like this by, like a one-man spaceship. You're alone in space and you're wearing that, the Oculus Rift or whatever. And you're just looking all around you and all you see is, mostly empty space. With, a few planets, spaceports, other ships, or whatever.
Planets, whatever.
It's going to be pretty immersive, I think, and I think it's going to destroy a lot of people's lives. Probably, they're not going to want to take that thing off.
But am I not going to just want to play that with a controller?
You're going to want to use a flight stick
with the Oculus Rift on my head.
Why not? You just feel around. You know where all the buttons are. And in fact, if you buy the flight stick that I have. In Elite Dangerous, they've modeled the in-game flight stick after this stick. So you can be really nerdy. I'm telling you, it's going to be amazing.
Right now, my PowerPoint just has an HDMI cable going from the PC to... I'm going to use my PlayStation monitor as my PC monitor again.
Okay.
So there's a little area in my media room that's a desk area, and I have not... come up with all the specifics for that yet. So
I just think of like,
you all might talk me into some of this stupid stuff. Cause I'm in a really stupid stuff buying mood lately.
Right. These flight sticks are amazing. It adds so much to the experience. It's, you know,
I've always been terrible with flight sticks though.
I don't know. I haven't been using it that much and I feel like I've already gotten the hang of it. I mean, I'm not some space ninja or anything, but I can land the ship. I'm getting better at landing the ship.
We're talking about a game with space ninjas?
No, unfortunately not.
Sorry, I'll go back to napping.
Right. But when I was just a little boy, I remember watching these, you know, Japanese cartoons, all, you know, flying spaceships and all that shit. And now you're basically getting as close as you can do it, as you'll be able to do it ever. With, you know, Oculus Rift coming out, hopefully this year, but I don't know. I'm skeptical. But it's going to be pretty amazing. I mean, it's amazing now just with, you know, a nice gaming PC. And hopefully, you know, it's coming out on Xbox One soon and I guess PS4 later.
How will it look on a 120-inch screen? Because that might be the way I play it.
It's going to be amazing. But I think it's going to be better if you have Oculus Rift.
What if I just stand really close to the screen?
Oculus Rift is better because, you know, you've played E-Valkyrie.
I know.
And they've actually designed the game. See, the key is to design the game with the virtual reality in mind. You can't just, you know, throw a switch and turn any game into a VR game. They've designed the interface to work with it from the start. So I think it's going to be a pretty... I mean, I know people are already playing it with the developer's kit. But I refuse to buy that. I got to wait for the commercial one. But I'm very excited. So I really recommend Elite Dangerous so far. And people should know. I think people don't understand that the game is done. It's been released. I mean, they're obviously still working on it and patching it all the time. And
so that's the name they went with.
Elite Dangerous is the name. Yes. It is dangerous. People are shooting at you. I got shot at today, actually, for the first time in a long time. Somebody, I think it was a computer-controlled guy, but he got me out of I was in hyperspace. He had some gadget that pulled me out of hyperspace, and then I had to fight him. And I was fighting him, but then the guy was wanted, so the space police came, and they started fighting him too. But then I didn't get the bounty because they blew him up, so I was sad. I figured I could handle him. But my ship sucks, so I don't know that I actually could handle them. Anyway, that's all I got, Wombat. Monolith Dangerous. How about some... I don't know. All I got is Cag Bag here, guys. It's a short show.
Okay. I mean, sometimes...
Sometimes Shipwreck has to eat a five-way. Well, he didn't even eat it.
Oh, man. I feel bad now.
Waiting for me. It's waiting for me.
what's a five-way again?
A five-way is so spaghetti noodles, Cincinnati-style chili.
So that's the one way. Hold on. One is the noodles. Two is the chili.
Three is the beans.
The beans, okay.
Cheese. Four is the cheese. Uh-huh. And five is onions.
Five is the ambulance. Five is the onions. Okay, wow. Wow. All right, let's do some Cag Bag and let Shipwreck eat his five-way. At Darth Rook writes in and said he wanted to hear more about Shipwreck's basement, but you've heard enough about Shipwreck's basement.
I'll put plans.
Yeah, what can you do to open this up to the public and get more people involved?
I don't, what's a good place to post them at? Like, I don't know.
You can host them. You just host it on Google Documents, and then you can just tweet it out or post it in the CAGcast thread. And then you can also use that Meerkat app on your phone and live stream from the dungeon. The game
I'll
dungeon.
I'll do that.
It's a lot of options.
Yeah. there's so much. Like, the next step is, so I've ordered my SCART cables. For
every time you say SCART, I keep thinking you fart shit your pants.
Right. Who SCARTed?
It's great,
I
isn't
smelled
it?
It.
That's why I like saying it so much. So I've ordered my SCART cables for my Genesis and my Sega Master System and my Saturn, because you don't have to do any modifications to get those to work. So the next step is I've got to either buy or have somebody mod my existing NES and Super Nintendo to get the RGB out of them. And I also have my eye on a S-Video modded Atari 7800.
Aha. Uh-huh. That sounds like something they would do at a video game store in New York City somewhere.
Yeah. If people know any like legitimate modding places to do this stuff, let me know, because I'd like to have it all done by one person. Like, that's my
one-stop shopping.
Yeah, just like either they get the consoles or I just send them the ones that I have. There's a lot of information out there on the web on how to do this stuff. So,
well, here's something that there's not a lot of information on. At Durant 603 writes in and says, "I love collecting retro games and systems and other dumb things. Shipwreck, how can I convince my wife it's not junk?"
How big is your house?
Oh, that's the key, actually.
It's a big key. And you also, I don't know, you have to have, like, you have to be passionate about that stuff. So, and make her involved, I guess. Like, if you go out, just don't purchase stuff on eBay. Like, go to, like, flea markets and stuff where she wants to look around as well.
Hmm.
That's a good tip. That's a good one.
Make a lot of SCART jokes. That'll get her going. Okay, good tip.
Show some interest in her hobbies.
Yeah. Of course we can get this old teak pot. That's a great looking teapot. Hey, look, a retro game guy.
Look, a Framemeister. Great.
It's pretty sneaky, so, sis.
The Framemeister, I have not hooked it up yet because in order to translate it into English, I need to do a firmware update, which they have an English firmware update on their official site.
Hmm.
But to do that, I have to use a micro SD card, and I do not know if I have one of those.
Gotcha.
A lot going on.
Right. Let's see. Any of these other questions here? I don't know. This one's just a weird one. I don't know. At Clark. Clark at K. Have you considered how you'd manage your son's time if he still has an interest in competitive gaming when he gets older?
Does he have an interest in it now?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, he said that he wants. He's like, I want to be like you and play games for a job. And I said, that job's not easy. Available, really, probably, for you. And I don't know that he understood that. But I don't think that – I don't see him being a professional gamer. I think that's a tough job. And there's not too many of those jobs available for people.
Right.
So I'm not thinking about how I'm going to manage his time, his game practice schedule. Hopefully, you know, nothing against, you know, people who do esports or anything, but I'd like to think that my son's not going to be playing video games 12 hours a day. Not that there's anything wrong with that, right, Wombat?
Oh, no, there is.
There is something wrong with that. As a parent, you have to think that there's something wrong with that. Otherwise, the child services comes to your house.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that answers your question. All right. Well, on that note, on that bombshell. Oh, did you hear about this Top Gear shit, Wombat?
I've never watched that show, but I heard that the guy's kind of an asshole.
That's his thing, is he's an asshole.
But isn't he like racist? I saw that too.
Well, he says a lot of, you know, controversial things.
Kind of his thing. He's racist.
Yeah, he's like Howard Stern in a way, but not as, you know, not as funny or, you know,
talented
or any of those things. But he says, you know, some people say he just says them for shock value, but he hit a guy.
Okay.
He punched the producer on the show. He verbally abused him and then physically assaulted him and, like, you know, gave him a bloody lip. Because I think his lunch wasn't ready or something like that. The guy makes $20 million a year.
That sounds reasonable.
The guy's like super wealthy because the show is, you know, one of the most popular shows in the world. I think it's the most popular show. And, you know, the guy's a superstar, but he's, you know, obviously he's got something wrong with him. Can't hit some. But it was a good lesson for Ty. I told, because we watched that show. And I had to tell Ty, like, bad news for you, Jeremy's not going to be on Top Gear anymore. And I had to explain, you know, it's a good lesson, right?
I thought they were just stopping the show altogether. Are they not going to stop the show?
Well, the other guy, I doubt that the other guys are going to want to do the show without him.
Could they do the show with other guys? I don't know. I've never watched the show. Like, would it work?
Of course, it's just a car show. But people, like, you know, it's sort of like a classic show. So you can't just replace the host.
Can they not find another racist?
I was gonna say. I mean, they've done it with the Tonight Show and Saturday Night Live. Yeah,
but I don't think that the other two guys are gonna do it without Jeremy.
Ed McMahon is dead now. But when he was alive, he it's not like he was on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Right. No, they could do the show with anybody. They do an American version. They have a version basically going in every country, and there's an American version of the show that airs on the History Channel. And I haven't watched it in a long time, but the first season was embarrassingly bad. The second season was noticeably better than the first season, but still wasn't as good as the British one. I don't know, and I don't know where they are now. So they can just get anybody to do a Top Gear show, but I don't, you know, these guys are kind of like icons, basically. So I don't know. At least it's a good lesson for your kids. You know, look what happens if you hit somebody.
You get to retire with your millions of dollars. And
well, but he lost his job, and it's, you know, it's embarrassing.
Is it
such a stupid thing?
Do you think he's embarrassed?
I don't know.
I think
he is, actually.
I doubt.
I mean, he's got a lot of fans. He sort of let down those fans who aren't going to be able to see him on their favorite show. He's made like a ton of money doing this stupid shit, but I'm sure he has some sort of emotions. Besides just being a dick.
I don't know.
I don't know. And he's put his he's put his coworkers in a weird spot. These two guys that have been working with him all these years are now in this awkward spot of they're going to want to put on the show without him, and they're going to kind of come across, I don't know, how do they come across looking if they do the show without the other guy?
Can you just rename the show?
Yeah, but then they'll just get rid of the other two guys as well. I just say the other two guys aren't going to do it. I'm pretty positive. They don't need the money.
What would you call your show, Shipwreck? Your car show.
My car show?
Yeah, your Top Gear replacement. What's it called?
Two Subarus and a 81 Cadillac.
That's a good name for a show. I'd watch that. That sounds better than Top Gear.
Yeah, so anyway, so don't... Folks, don't hit anybody. That's the moral of the story. Just wait for your lunch. Wait a little longer for your lunch. That's the moral of the story.
Waiting so long for my five-way.
Right. Sorry. So everybody follow us on Twitter, GBD Wombat. New Wombat. New Wombat and at Shipwreck and at Video Game Deals and at fiveway.org. We will see you next week.
Brett's done.